to the journey, man.
In the streets, going through this shit, just losing so many people, gang. I lost so many people, man, going through this shit.
Man, shit crazy. But now look where we at right now. You see what I'm saying? Like times like this, you gotta take it in. I just told my homie, y'all gotta take this in. You see what I'm saying? Looking for them. I'm in here with all my friends and shit. You see what I'm saying? I'm here with day one niggas and shit. And we in this bitch winning, man. And we living on King Day. When we ain't dead and we in the jail. And we ain't broke. And we ain't, you know? You see what I'm saying? Time like this, these gonna be the times, like, cause you know it's life. Life, you gonna be down again. Like dude, I'm up right now. It's gonna be times, you know, I'm gonna go through some more shit. I'm gonna go through some shit. You know what I'm saying?
What up, what up, what up, man? How y'all doing out there, man? Welcome back to Steak and Eggs, man. Today I just wanted to chop it up, man, and really give my insight on this entire King Von situation. So if you don't know or haven't heard, or you may have heard the news by now, that King Von, the rapper from Chicago, signed to Lil Durk's OTF record label. Good friend of Lil Durk, from the same block as Chief Keef, Lil Reese, everybody like that, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, he was gunned down after an altercation at an Atlanta nightclub Friday morning, late Thursday night, Friday morning, allegedly with another rapper by the name of Quando Rondo and his crew. And, yeah, man, it just led to a tragic ending for a young rapper, man, another young rapper, another young black man, another young black king that we've, lost to senseless violence, senseless acts, man. It's just sad, man. And I just kind of wanted to give my insight on the entire situation. How I feel is, and this is not to bash anybody, man, we live in such a vicious world, and it's a vicious cycle, a vicious revolving door. It's the same thing over and over and over again. Where with this situation here, people are going to feel the need for a retaliation. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be a revolving door, because you've just taken away someone's brother, someone's cousin, someone's son, someone, you know what I'm saying, someone's best friend, for him to be somebody who, you know, of course lived like a troubled life, you know what I'm saying, he had just got out of prison not too long ago, a few years back, man, and just became a rapper, and he's just like been blowing up over time, you know what I'm saying, a lot of his songs have really been doing good, man, he's you know, kind of becoming like one of those names where it's like, yo, you got to watch this guy. And yeah, man, and like I said, he signed a Lil Durk or whatever. So it's just like with that co-sign, that's another big thing. And, you know, coming from Chicago and the drill wave thing. So with the drill music, you already know that Chicago is very infamous for their music being, violent. But it's really them speaking on where they come from and the things that they see. And this has caused like the rest of the world to kind of imitate the same thing, where it's like, okay, there's a hood everywhere. And so it's given them like the outlet and the voice to voice that same frustration. You know what I'm saying? Where it's straight just like, yo, like I come from poverty, yo. You know what I'm saying? It's a gang on my block, but it's a gang on another block, two blocks over, three blocks over, and we warn with them, we beefing with them. So in these songs, we're going to speak on what we're doing and the things that we see. And, yo, y'all killed my nigga, and we coming to kill y'all. You know what I'm saying? And with Chicago, they like to speak on dead people, like, you know what I'm saying? So the people like that they consider their ops, they speak on that on their songs. Like, yo, we smoking on a Tuca pack. We smoking on a yada yada. Like, you know what I'm saying? Smoking on a pack, which means it's just like, yeah, it's disrespect. And they, you know what I'm saying, taking the gang signs and they throwing them down. Like, they doing everything disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? To disrespect the people, their ops, their opposition. And so, like, St. Louis has been one of those cities where it's like that. But now they've adapted that same thing. New York with the Brooklyn drill. Like, yeah, New York is one of those cities where it's just like, yeah, people die. But for a long time, it wasn't as bad as it is now because of that. Now they have this drill music where they're able to, you know what I'm saying, boast their frustrations and speak on this. And now they're throwing up, you know what I'm saying, like the disrespectful game times and putting them down and saying we smoking on a such and such pack. And in my opinion, it's all derived from Chicago. So whoever is listening to this, you know what I'm saying, no disrespect to y'all. If y'all feel like y'all started it and y'all which away, this is how I see it. You know what I'm saying? Because I grew up a street nigga too. And where I grew up at, we wasn't really disrespecting other people like that on our songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had our static with our different neighborhoods just off of where you come from, but it wasn't on like, yo, when I get on the track, I'm really speaking on, you know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas dead homies like that. You know what I'm saying? It's disrespectful. I'm not speaking on somebody's dead moms or whatever it is like that. And okay, if I'm writing lyrics, yeah, I'm just saying this shit. But no, you niggas are really saying it and making it very specific to who you're talking about and talking to. And so with that, that causes more problems. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like with that, you have to be ready for it. So for the kids who are fans of this shit, like, you know, they're really messed up behind this. You know, because a lot of kids love King Von, just like a lot of kids love Chief Keef and Herbo. And, you know, like I said, Lil Reese, Lil Durk, Polo G, and all of these different rappers that come from Chicago, FBG Duck. But if you remember back in the day when Lil Jojo was dissing Chief Keef and them, then Lil Jojo ended up dead. And Rondo Number 9 got locked up. Like, these cats were really getting locked up for like murders, and certain homeboys is dying. So a lot of Chief Keef homeboys is getting killed, you know what I'm saying, because they in the neighborhood and niggas is on their head, you know what I'm saying? And so, like I said, this is the revolving door, you know what I'm saying, because it's a revolving cycle. Them same people that just killed Capo and all them, you know what I'm saying, like, now the people, you know what I'm saying, now Capo's family and homeboys finna want to retaliate. And it's just like, it's kind of like what Gilly the Kid said earlier when he spoke about, you know, for the young people, man, like, it's okay to live, bro. It's okay to get old. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to watch your kids grow up. The shit that makes me sad is that not only are y'all young, y'all stupid young, some of these cats be real, like, for real teenagers, bro. You know what I'm saying? 13, 14, you know what I'm saying? Up to 19. And then you got people who King Von was just 26, man. And when you look at him, he looked like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he looked really, really young. Like, I didn't even know he was 26. I'm thinking bro was really like 22 type shit. Like, that's how young he looked or whatever it is. And so it's like, these kids are babies, bro. You know what I'm saying? They still kids finding their way, man. And so we putting them, they're rapping and they have this influence. And like Gilly was saying, when you become one of the chosen ones, because everybody can't have it or everybody can't obtain it, everybody isn't chosen to be the one from their neighborhood to get millions of dollars and get a record deal and tour the world and get $100,000 a show and can buy this ice and buy all these cars and buy a big house and, you know what I'm saying, come back and put these other people on and employ them. Everybody isn't chosen to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people are really chosen to do that. And that might be hard work, but it might be luck at the same time. You know what I'm saying? But if that was the case, we already have too many rappers, but whoa, we would have really too many rappers if it was, you know what I'm saying, opportune for each and everybody. Like, I guess the opportunity is there for everybody, but it's not, you know what I'm saying? If I'm not confusing you too much, you know what I'm saying? But like, it just is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's not on. Everybody isn't getting on. Everybody's song isn't hitting. Everybody doesn't have the image and the marketability to be the guy. You know what I'm saying? And so when you become that one and, you know, you kind of gotta try to stay as safe as possible. You know what I'm saying? And it makes me sad, bro. Because we're able to be, we've become desensitized to hearing about death or seeing death on social media, in the media. We've become desensitized to it. A lot of people think this is funny. A lot of people just don't care. And when I see it, it makes me sad because it's just like, I've been dealing with death my whole life. I've lost a lot of family members. I've lost a lot of homeboys. When I was 13 years old, one of my brother's best friends was killed and they were only 15. You know what I'm saying? I've been around death for a long time and seeing it. And so I think about death a lot because it's so accustomed and it's like so quick and it's like around the corner. You never know when it's coming. And that could just be, like I said, the older I get, I start thinking more about health concerns versus a nigga trying to kill me. But even still, you got to think about that. Like, damn, somebody could straight be hating. Somebody could want to take my car today and kill me in the process. So it's like you kind of got to be wary of things like that. But I care and am more concerned about my health. Like, damn, am I eating right? Am I exercising right? Am I going to have a heart attack? Or, you know what I'm saying? Things like that, because I'm starting to lose more and more friends to natural causes, and they're in their 30s, they're in their late 20s, you know what I'm saying? They're not even being able to crack 35 or 40 and shit like that. And so that gets more spooky. And so, you know, when you start thinking about, like, dog, these niggas is really out here getting killed, like, you know what I'm saying? These cats are really overdosing, like Juice WRLD really overdosed. ASAP Yams, like, you know what I'm saying? I was sad when Juice WRLD died, I was sad when ASAP Yams died. When Lil Peep died, where it's just like, yo, like, these young cats is losing their lives, bro. You know what I'm saying? To just, like, they're not able to live. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, when you really start to think about that and put it in perspective like that, like, yo, we should want to live. You know what I'm saying? We should not just be in a rush to die. Like, we should not just be wanting to have static with niggas and wanting to argue with niggas just to put ourselves in a position to die tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And it is just fucked up because it's like, I wish we could even help the people that want to rob people and get them away from that mindset of, I have to rob niggas. Like, I have to kill niggas. I have to take from them. Like, everybody should just be able to live, bro. Like, everybody should just be able to make it home and survive. And the things that make me sadder is because I see a lot of cats who be young and they be having kids. And it's just like the idea of, yeah, I have a kid is there, but it's not like, yo, I really got to make it home to my kid. It's like, no, I'm going to put other niggas first by arguing with them. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put other niggas first by having static with them. You know what I'm saying? And tripping with them. So that way I have to look over my shoulder even more now because I know I've put myself in a position to be murdered. And this is shit that I've seen growing up in my entire life. So it's just like, I'm really privy to just the animosity of a street nigga, just the stubbornness of a street nigga, where you can't just say, bro, we ain't got to fight over that shit. Bro, that shit ain't that serious. You know what I'm saying? The animosity has always been there where it's like, you feel like, no, I have to address this issue to stand up and protect myself and let you know that I'm nothing to be played with. And it's like, this is how niggas be ending up in wild, fucked up situations, bro. And then this creates the revolving door, because now me being from this neighborhood that I'm from, or me feeling like I couldn't just tell you that it wasn't that serious, you know what I'm saying? It just be a bunch of shit like that, bro, where it adds on to, now this is a problem. And these problems, bro, really go on for years, bro. Like decades, bro. Like, do you know how many neighborhoods really hate each other just over some shit that happened in like 95 type shit? Know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just even thinking about like the Chicago shit, where it's just like Vine and them from the O, but it's straight just like, you know, but they beefing with cats from 63rd. So it's just like, with that, you know, him and FBG Duck had problems with each other. So it's just like, they was dissing each other homeboys. And that's something that has been going on for so long. And with that, multiple bodies have dropped. You know what I'm saying? And it's straight just like, and it's crazy, bro, when you think about it, because it's like, what's the value of life? What's the value of our lives? You know what I'm saying? It's just like in our kids, and the kids grow up, and it's like they're not wrong for looking at something and being like, yo, like, I really like the music. But where they get sucked into the vortex of like now this shit could be my reality. So now I feel like I have to play a part because of, you know what I'm saying, the people that I idolize, you know what I'm saying, the people that I look up to, the people whose music I really love, this is the shit that they promote and create. And what makes it just so real was because, you know, I was a kid where it's just like, yeah, man, I was able to graduate from high school and college, and I ran with the homies on the block too, and I was listening to that exact same gangster shit. And you can't help it that when you a kid, yeah, bro, you kind of do be wanting to see what that shit like, bro. You know what I'm saying? And that's not for every kid, but it's just like for a lot of kids, bro, yeah, bro, you be straight like, man, bro. Because it goes beyond just it being music after a while. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. And so it's just like, I know how influential shit can be, and our kids are just seeing their favorite rappers dying. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I remember I was sad when Chinks died. That was one of my, when Chinks and Stack Bundles died. And I was sad because it was just like, yo, that was my, like, one of my, like, a King Von to me. You know what I'm saying? Losing the Chinks, you know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, damn, that was Stack Bundles' homie. And so, like, when Stacks died, he left his Chinks. And I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I was, like, a big Chinks fan. And it's just like, damn, Chinks dead, bro. You know what I'm saying? The same way I felt about Nipsey. You know what I'm saying? Like, I started listening to Nipsey when I was in college, bro, off of ThisIs50.com when he dropped Bullets Ain't Got No Name Part 2. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I got hip to him. Or no, it was Bullets Ain't Got No Name 1. And then that's when he started dropping everything, and I just started messing with each and every mixtape, all of the songs that he had on just specific mixtapes, and really listening to him and relating to him, because I knew that he was only a few years younger than me, but he was giving me that game. You know what I'm saying? And I was able to grow with him and see him elevate and see him just change from just, okay, yeah, I'm a Crip, but I'm a businessman, and I'm a CEO, and I'm a boss, and I'm smart as hell, and I can influence and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I just used to think that shit was like so dope. And so it's like a void that's missing because my nigga ain't here no more, because some nigga hated on him. You know what I'm saying? Off of a lifestyle that we've become a privy to, you know what I'm saying? Because we grow up in gangs, bro. You know what I'm saying? We grow up wanting this family aspect, this family feel, and the shit gets really deep when you really think of about it, bro. Like, it really gets deep into, you know what I'm saying, like, us not having fathers in the home and everything like that, bro. And it's just like a crazy slippery slope of why things can be so bad, you know what I'm saying? And why we're losing our young kings out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Our young black men who are, you know what I'm saying, soldiers and warriors in this field, but we're too bound by, you know what I'm saying, like this ego, this bravado, these things that we deal with in our neighborhoods and everything like that, and feeling like we have to constantly prove that, and especially through our music, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I'm just real sad about it, because it's like, bruh, it's exhausting. It gets exhausting seeing people die, bro. I don't like to see people die. I don't like the thought of death. I don't like knowing that, you know what I'm saying, that you don't know when it's gonna happen, how it's gonna happen. Like, that shit's spooky when you think about it, bro. And so when I watched that video of this man, you know what I'm saying, he was having a fight, and he did the right, like, yo, nah, we ain't finna shoot, we finna fight. And for him to be having a squabble, and a nigga just came around the car and straight shot at him, and to just see him fight for his life, bro, like, I could just see it on him that my nigga didn't want to die, bro. Know what I'm saying? That's like, do y'all really sit and think about that shit? Like how spooky that is. Like, dude didn't want to die, bro. Like, he wanted to live, bro. Know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was taken from him in an instance, all because of this altercation that he had with another rapper, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy to me, man. And that's straight spooky. And I saw like a dummy trying to say that he's blaming King Von's death on Donald Trump. Donald Trump ain't got shit to do with this man's death, bro. He ain't got nothing to do with this man dying, bro. Stop. We can't keep blaming, you know what I'm saying, other people for this shit. We can't just keep blaming. Like, no, bro. Like, we have to do better, bro. We have to fight this shit. We have to figure it out, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's Black Lives Matter, bro, in every instance, bro. You know what I'm saying? It has to be this in every instance, bro. You know what I'm saying? This is how we'll change the world. We have to love each other. We have to do better, bro. You know what I'm saying? We have to let each other know that it's okay. We have to build it up. Women, we have to build our men up. Men, we have to build our women up. It shouldn't keep being Black men versus Black women, men versus women. No, bro, we have to do better. We have to love each other. We have to empathize. We have to think more about the next person so we can try to change this world, because it's fucked up, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's really fucked up and people are dying, bro. You know what I'm saying? Not only do we have this election going on and we have to pick and choose between these two presidents and to try to sit here and think who's really better for us, and when do we have us? When are we going to have us? We have to have us somehow. We have to fix this. We have to worry about us, bro. These motherfuckers ain't gonna do it for us, bro. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. They're here to just look. You know what I'm saying? They're here to just look, bro. We've been fucked up too long, bro. When are we gonna fix it ourselves? You know what I'm saying? Instead of putting it on them, we have to fix it ourselves. This ain't got shit to do with Donald Trump, bro. This has to do with us. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. This has to do with us. And it's not on some 2020 us. We just got on this. No, bro. This shit has been happening for decades now. You know what I'm saying? We've been wasting each other, knocking each other off, making sure we got the biggest guns to kill each other. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't cool, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the idea of, yo, I'm about to get the biggest gun because I'm gonna kill niggas. I don't like that I have to think like that. Know what I'm saying? I don't like that I have to think like I got to carry a gun to protect me from niggas and shit. Life should not be like that, bro. Know what I'm saying? In my opinion, bro, it shouldn't have to be like that. Yeah, have you a gun or whatever it is, but we shouldn't have to keep living in fear of other people, bro. Know what I'm saying? We shouldn't, bro. You should be able to go to the store, get what the fuck you need, and take your ass home and be cool. Know what I'm saying? You should be able to go do your concert, do your show, walk off the stage with you and your homeboys, hop in the van, skip to the next town. You got your money. You can get home to your fucking kids. You shouldn't have to sit here and worry about fighting nobody or, you know what I'm saying, somebody potentially killing you, like, especially in a town that's not yours. And I really pray for Von's family and friends, man. You know, I don't want to really get into, like, if it might... Is this karma from the music that he put out, the message he put out, the energy that he put out, him laughing at dead homies and all this stuff? Yes, that could be a possibility, man. But at the same time, it's just like these are the reasons why we have to do better and we have to stop, because we have to just be like, it's hard when you've lost a homie. It's hard when you've lost a family member, a brother, a sister, to be like, man, that shit ain't that serious. It's very hard. So I understand why these dudes have been continuing this on for so long. You know what I'm saying? I totally get it, bro. But at the end of the day, it's like, when does it stop? When does it end? How does it end? How do we fix it, man? How do y'all think that we should fix this problem, man? You know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. Please tell me, like, what y'all think, because I'm definitely tired of seeing young Black men dying. I'm tired of seeing young people dying. I'm tired of seeing people dying. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of hearing about it, because I get sad about it. You know what I'm saying? And I can't even lie about it, bro, because at the end of it, because I'm losing my own friends in the process of hearing about shit like this. I literally just lost a friend to a heart attack on Halloween, you know? A friend of mine, grew up with each other. You know what I'm saying? Young dude, 31, bro. A heart attack on Halloween. You know what I'm saying? And then a couple days later, I heard about this, and it's just like, yo, this kid has friends and family. This kid, he, King Von has three kids, man. You know what I'm saying? He's put music out there that's touched the world. You know what I'm saying? That's had an effect on people. And now that's like, yo, that just got ripped away from so many people. That's someone's son. You know what I'm saying? So what he may have done to other people's kids and shit too, it's just like, man, when you start thinking about that shit, man, this shit gets so deep and it get crazy, man, and it gets spooky, man. Before I go, man, I just want to read this last thing. So this is from a guy on Facebook, and he says, these young rappers keep dying because they glorifying lifestyles of destruction and excessive narcissism. They reap what they sow. It's sad they pass away so young. Until we start addressing the underlying issues, you'll keep hearing about rappers 16 to 30 dying due to drugs or violence. At some point, we got to push out against street culture. And I just feel like, dude is speaking facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be difficult because we do glorify the streets and music and hip hop. We glorify, especially for hip hop, because it's predominantly black. And I just feel like it's this narrative that we have to, you know what I'm saying, live up to. And for the fans and for the people, where it's just like, if you listen to something that's not like that, then they can, like, if you listen to a different type of hip hop, then niggas will consider you weird. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to listen to people talk about niggas dying all day. You know what I'm saying? And it's things like that where I feel like, yeah, we have to work on this and have to do better. And we have to be more accepting of each other and tell each other that it's okay. And you know, and just stop applauding the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So sound off in the comments, man. Like, comment, subscribe, man. Follow Steak and Eggs on each and every social media platform. We lit. We out here. You know what I'm saying? Real soon, man, I want to start doing some super cool shit with different artists, man. I want to link up with people, man. So comment wherever you listening to this from, wherever you following me from. And yeah, man, I appreciate each and every one of y'all. Y'all, please, please, please stay safe, man. Keep your head up, man. Look over your shoulders, dog, and get your health in order, man. Straight up. One.